Hello, everyone. This is Trent Young. I'm here with my good friend, Alan Small, and this is the Enduring Churches podcast. We're so glad you've tuned in. And again, we do this thing, Alan, so that we can encourage people that are in ministry or leaders. We want you to do well. We want you to last a long time. And so, Alan, I know that we live in a really crazy, strange time. We've just had the election, and that's always crazy and strange. But hey, one of the positives is there's no more political ads to listen to or watch on TV.
Nope, but as we're recording this, we don't know if the political story will be settled or not. So
yeah,
there's a lot of uncertain times. And so we're actually preparing a podcast here that faces some of the uncertainty that we're going on, because, you know, I know that there are some out there that just were hoping that they would wake up in early November once the election is over, and that the pandemic would magically end, and that the political landscape would magically just be better. And I've got a feeling that as people are listening to this one, that neither of those two things is 100% true. So, you know, we have been through a hard time. I know the churches are still, some of them are still trying to get to a point of opening, while others are meeting in person. And wherever you're at, your circumstances may or may not be a little bit different. And so one of the things I was thinking about, Trent, and you and I have talked about it a little bit, but we have had to adjust our preaching quite a bit, and we've had to really change where we had planned to go. And a lot of guys are asking questions, a question that other pastors are asking, well, what are you preaching on right now? Mm-hmm. Pastors yeah. really want to know what others are talking about.
That's really true, Alan. You know, and I guess one of the first things I think is so important for us to say to you, if you're listening to this today, is you're not the only one going through this. In the middle of all the craziness and the pandemic and all that, and some of you are just trying to get people to come back to church. And I think one of the lies that Satan puts in your head is, hey, you're the only one that's doing this, and you're the only one that's only got 50% of your church back or less. And let me just tell you, you're not the only one. And so as you struggle with this and you're struggling, wondering what to preach, what to say to your people, you're not the only one. And so that's why we wanted to talk about this today. And so, Alan, I know that you put in our notes about exegeting your people as well as the Bible. And so I wanted to ask you, how does that come across to you?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that happens, Trent, is sometimes as pastors, we get tunnel vision, that we set a direction and we're going to go to that direction no matter what. And I think we need to sometimes step back, look at our people, look at the situation that's going on, and that we need to address them in the moment. That's kind of the role of the prophet, but to address what is going on in their life and coming at that from the Word of God. And, you know, I think this is an important time. A lot of people say this is a critical time in our nation's history. Well, I'd say it's a critical time in our church's history, not only the church in the United States, but all around the world. The world is watching how the church responds to pandemics. The world is watching how the church responds to politics. The world is watching how the church responds to economic crises. The world is taking a look at us. And so we need to know the thoughts and mindsets of our people, and they're different everywhere. You know, Trent, what you and I are experience in our communities is quite different from what someone may be experiencing in another state or in another city or town. We all have a little bit different circumstances, and our people have a little bit of different takes on all these things.
You're right, Alan. And I was just thinking about the difference between, you know, Alan is in Colorado, up close to Denver, and I'm in Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City. And it's amazing. We're still part of the same country, but our people's views of the situations and the things that they're struggling with is vastly different. And so you know, you're right. We do have to know our audience, and God has given us, you know, the role of pastors to be preaching his word, but also to be encouragers and to be shepherds of our church at the same time.
And I think one of the things that we want to do is we want to give definitive answers about all the circumstances around us. And I don't think that we can be highly definitive in a lot of these areas. But the other thing that happens sometimes is that some people just want to ignore the events. You know, I remember after the events of 9/11, and I was still a pretty young pastor at that point in time, and that there were some pastors who said, yeah, I just didn't preach about it this Sunday. You didn't address something that forever changed the landscape of our nation. To not address crises level events that have affected your people is irresponsible. And we need to make sure that we are doing the responsible things, and that we are addressing things that have affected their lives.
And so everybody in every church is looking for some answers. And so what Alan just said to you is right. You know, don't ignore the things that are going on, but instead, you know, and you, all of us feel like, well, I don't have the answers. I don't have all the answers. And none of us do. And we know the one who does. And so we want to mention the things that are going on. And we want to point people toward the one who has the answers and to encourage their faith in him.
So let's talk a little bit about this preaching standpoint. What are we going to preach on? How do we put those messages together? Well, I can't give you a sermon and say that this is what you need to preach, but I do have some ideas, and Trent has some ideas on how we can preach effectively in this time. So we've got four words we want to talk to you about today. The first word is hopefulness. We have a hopeful message. And why is it that we have a hopeful message? Maybe that's the first question we need to ask.
That's a good question. The reason I think that we have a hopeful message and we have hopefulness in our hearts and lives is because we serve a God who is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. And so because of that, he's still in control. He's not surprised by anything that's going on in our day and time and in our country and in our world. And so because of that, and scripture, I think during your preaching, you need to point people toward those promises of hope. That he knows the plans that he has for us, declares the Lord, plans to give us a future and a hope, right? I think we have a God who can bring us hope.
You know, I think one of the things that sometimes happen when we're feeling crisis or we're feeling pressure from the outside is that we can almost develop an angry pulpit. And mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've tried to guard against in this time is having an angry pulpit. The world needs hope, and Christ brings hope to the world. I mean, he's reconciling the world to himself. And so we need to deliver that hopeful message and not deliver a message of anger. And really right now too, even if you're frustrated or put out with your people, for, you know, maybe you feel like they've not served enough or done enough or any of those kinds of things right now. Why is that? It's because they're struggling with hope right now. And so we want to deliver a hopeful message.
You're right, Alan. And you know, because we have hope, because we have a God that is in control, you know, we want to be also preaching about, building the kingdom, his kingdom. We want to have a mindset. Sometimes it's so easy to get our blinders on, and all we can see is us, but this is a great time to be praying for the church, not just our church, but the church, all of those churches that preach the name of Jesus. And so in your town, this is a great time to be praying for the sister churches in your area, in our nation. Be praying for those churches, especially think about it in those towns where they've been having riots and all that. Don't you think that those churches need prayer and to be encouraged and lifted up and maybe even sending some of your folks say, hey, we're going to come alongside you. And maybe if your church has been destroyed, we're going to help you rebuild. And then around the world, too, having that kingdom mindedness and not get so stuck on ourselves and our little church.
Yeah, and one of the benefits, too, when you get a kingdom mindset, too, is that becomes an eternal mindset and not a temporal mindset. Because God's kingdom is not of this world. Of course, it goes beyond this world. And when we get a kingdom mindset, it also helps us put everything in perspective of eternity. And we need to do the things that have eternal significance and think eternity. You know, when you think about pandemics, this is a rough season. But the pandemic will ease up. The pandemic at some point in time will go away. We just feel like it's going to go on forever right now. But it doesn't. It doesn't last forever. Politics and nations rise and fall. But the kingdom of God lasts. And so that kingdom mindedness can also help keep us focused on the things that are truly important in all of eternity. So, you know, there's the first two words, hopefulness and kingdom mindedness. And those are just things that we have to keep at the forefront of our ministry perspective. Now, the third one, Trent, is one we have to be careful with. And that's the word vulnerability. And because we need to share our own struggle, the church needs to know that we're struggling in this time as well. But we also don't need to use our pulpit as a therapy, as a therapy session.
Yeah, Alan, it's important that our folks see that we are dealing with this. We're especially as we know that we don't have all the answers, but we do know the God who does. And so, as we speak to them, I think that our message has more traction when they understand that, hey, we're just like them. We're doing this and we're trying to live a life of faith. And so, yeah, you're right. This isn't a time for you to get your own therapy session in the middle of church service, but it is a time for you to show your folks, hey, you know, we're a family. We're all in this together. We've all got struggles. We've all got questions. We've all are wondering what's coming around the next bend in 2020. But so don't be afraid to speak about that. And then the last word that we have on this list of four words is practicality. You know, giving some practical message, something that has something they can take away and do today.
Yeah, it may just be one thing, but make sure that they're getting a positive takeaway of things that they can do. And you know, these two words, vulnerability and practicality, I really think they go hand in hand. Because if we're vulnerable, you know, how do we protect ourselves and how do we guard our minds, our hearts, and all these times of unrest? And so, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. So one of the ways, Trent, that I've handled like with vulnerability is I've been open and honest with my church about, you know, I feel like I stand on a precipice every day and I could either, you know, stand tall or I could slide and fall. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. And on any given day, I feel stronger than I do on any other day. And to be vulnerable and admit that, I think, lets the church recognize, okay, I'm not alone in this and I'm not standing by myself in this, but what am I doing practically too, to help myself? And that's what you and I try to do, you know, with our podcast is give pastors and churches practical steps for enduring. But we need to make sure that we're not missing the practical parts of our services as well.
Yeah, your folks really, especially at this time, I think, Alan, they want to know, hey, yes, you're just like me. You're dealing with this, but God's word, and you found in God's word some practical things that you can do to handle the stress, the fear, the worry. And so I think it really does help our ability to speak to our folks when we have both of those, vulnerability and practicality. And so, Alan, I wanted us to talk a little bit about what are we preaching now? And not that we have all the answers in this, but just to kind of give you some ideas of what we're thinking through and how we're dealing with this.
Well, you know, I've preached through some different things. I actually kind of preached through a series about trying to find fulfillment in your spiritual walk in kind of unfulfilling times. I actually did a one Sunday standalone message about, you know, how's our church going to be different because of what we've experienced and what we've been through. But what I'm working on now and what we're going through, and of course, by the time this airs, I will have moved into something different. But the sermon series I'm doing now is about walking with God through uncertain times. And so what I've done is I took the life of Enoch, you know, kind of as the point where, you know, it says Enoch walked with God and then he was no more. And interesting, in my word studies, I found some different meanings of walk and multiple words for walk. And there's a word that mean for walk that means to proceed, proceed in kind of like an orderly fashion. And that word is used very much to talk about our walk with Christ and what does the journey with Christ look like. And so, you know, we're talking a little bit about how we do that, you know, the role of faith in that, the ethics of how we walk with Christ. And then I'm going to end that by talking about how we walk with others, because God has walked with us, so we therefore walk with others. And so, you know, again, we want to make sure that we are trying to do some things that are practical. And none of those things are explicitly about politics or pandemics. But it is true that no matter what goes on outside the church, that we're called to walk with God. And so that's kind of where we're going, because the times were certainly uncertain for Enoch. He was a righteous man in an unrighteous time. And so I think it became a good transition for this.
Those are so good, Alan. And, you know, again, this is one of those areas that if you are needing some encouragement of things that we can walk with you through, please contact us. Alan's got some amazing, he just does a great job of putting together a series like this, and we'd be glad to help you and do that as well. Alan, as I was thinking about this too, I want to give a shout out. We've had interviewed Kelly, who is my minister of music, associate pastor, and he's been doing an amazing series called Issues for our Wednesday night youth group. And we've had a lot of adults that are watching because we live stream it too. And he's been bringing in different people that have dealt successfully through issues in their lives. And he just did one this past Wednesday on dealing with how do we deal with race in church, and brought in people of different races and just them talking through it. It's been so good. And so don't be afraid to touch those things and talk through those things. I think our folks want to know how to do that.
Yeah, we need to take a lead. We need to take a lead in rising above the circumstances that the world tries to impose on us. You know, we want to put a godly perspective on everything we're doing. And so that is truly, truly important. So what are you guys doing in your church, Trent? Because you do a great job of taking a look at your people and seeing where they're at.
Yeah, I guess what I want to say first is that I've got a group of guys in my church that I'm trying to give opportunities to speak as well. And so this week, as we're recording this, Braden Harris is one of our young men. He's going to be preaching, and he's going to be preaching about being a Christian in this crazy world. So, man, I've been praying for him. We've been talking, he's going to do an amazing job. And then I'm bringing in another gentleman, Randy Weeks. He's a retired pastor, and so he's been through a lot of seasons of the church, but he's so good at making people laugh. And I feel like my church needs a good laugh. And so he's going to be in. But right now I'm kind of working my way through some false teachings that weave their way into the church, because I also think this is a good time to hit the basics of what we believe in all the craziness that we have and all the different messages that we're hearing. What are the true basics of Christianity?
Yeah, and so there's a lot of places to go, and I think it comes back to exegeting your people and knowing your people. Mm-hmm. If you're not spending time with them, if you're not having conversations with them, if you're not in your community, you know, if you've kind of isolated yourself and used the pandemic as a reason to isolate yourself further, you're going to struggle in doing that. So make sure that you're doing everything you can do to reach out, find out what's going on in the lives of the people in your church. Ask them questions, you know, and that's one of the best things. And that's something I know you do really well, is you ask a lot of questions. And if you don't ask the questions, you're never going to know where people are at.
That's right, Alan. You know, we're called to be involved in our folks' lives. That's part of being a shepherd, and that's asking questions, not always preaching at them, but sometimes just asking them good questions. And I think that's what good leaders do. They ask good questions. And so we want to encourage you to do that too, to ask some questions of your folks. You know, find out the worries that they have, and then show them what God's word has to say about that, because God's word has so much and so much untapped that we can share those with our folks. And Alan, we want to also do that for our fellow pastors, don't we? We want to be there and encourage them too.
Yeah, we have so many ways we'd like to be able to do that. If you just need to talk with someone, pray with someone, if you need to talk through something, we want you to know that we're here for you. Also, you know, as we start to come out of this, a lot of churches have questions about what can we do and how can we focus our ministry. And we can come alongside and actually offer your church a consultation. You know, we are still, compared to other consultants, we're still fairly new in this role. So we can actually give you a really good deal on a church consultation. We'll come in and look at everything. We'll look at your facilities. Talk to some of your folks and find out what they're thinking, the things that maybe they wouldn't say to you directly. We can do a lot of things to look at your church as a whole and help you, you know, paint a good path forward. And so we look forward to coming alongside you and doing that. You can reach out to us on our website. You can email us at alan@enduringchurches.consulting or trent@enduringchurches.consulting. You can reach out to us through our Facebook page. So we look forward to hearing from you. We would love to just come alongside you in any way possible and help you endure.